Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast. The NBA playoffs.
Rebound, Vincent pulls up for three in transition. It's good! And the lead is up to 23, the largest of the game for Miami.
See, we just had a sense of urgency. So you know what we had to do today? We had to come in and play hard. See, don't want to give them any hope. Shall I do it again on Tuesday?
Continuing coverage of the NBA playoffs on Canty and Carlin.
She's Vanessa Richardson. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together in for the guys on Canty and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in, and don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. It looks like this is going to be it, unless the Boston Celtics can walk on water, turn water into wine, and force a Game 5 of their series against Miami, in which they're down 3-0. Coverage of the Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The man that will be part of the play-by-play coverage, of course, is our man Dave Pash. Hit him up on Twitter. He's a great follow at Dave Pash. And Dave, I'll start right there. What have you been able to see in this series, the heat of 3-0, that is, other than the Celtics on the verge of being swept, has really, really surprised you about how we got here between these two?
Well, first of all, Freddie, good to talk to you. And I think you're wrong about me on Twitter. I'm quite boring.
That's not true.
I appreciate the shout out, but nope. I don't say a whole lot.
But when you say something, people pay attention. So nice try.
Okay, fair. In terms of what surprised me, The lack of fight. I just thought, even though I thought Miami would probably win the series, I thought it would be a long series and that there would be fight. We have not seen that out of Boston. Maybe we'll see it tonight. You know, the Celtics have been saying today, you know, don't let us get one. Well, you know, how about make a shot? You know, let's start with that. Let's start with avoiding, you know, 19-2 runs by the opponent before we start talking about winning the game. Let's be within 30 going into the fourth quarter before we start talking about, you know, we're going to really scare the Heat. Don't give us one. Now, I think if they do get one, it does make Game 5 very interesting back in Boston because they have not been good at home. They've been getting booed at home. Maybe they can get some momentum, but I just have a hard time seeing Miami play a bad 48 minutes. Maybe they'll have a bad stretch or two, but they do not want to go to Boston. Denver is going to be sitting there. It's almost a 10-day rest for them. Mm-hmm. Miami doesn't want to have a 6-day rest. They want this over so they can make sure that they're at full strength just like Denver.
I'm a big believer that when your boots on the ground and when you're in an environment, you can see things that aren't shown on TV. So what have you seen with, you know, you talked about the fight, but the body language with the Celtics, the connection between the teammates, maybe the response to Joe Mazzulla, anything noteworthy?
You know, not really. I've noticed several times, as everybody else has, you know, the coaches often at the start of a timeout will go out towards the free throw line. And a lot of times you'll see this in the regular season. The players, you know, they just sit there, maybe talks amongst themselves. But Boston, you know, sometimes Al Horford will kind of take the coach's chair and talk to the team a little bit before the coaches come in. Mm-hmm. And obviously he's several times in practice done that where he's had to rally the troops when, you know, they're disconnected or things aren't going well. That's it, really. I mean, the one thing I've noticed is the confidence on the Miami sideline. That's a confident group. Mm. That's a vocal group in terms of they have been expressing now, like, hey, we got Jimmy Butler. We can handle anything. Before, it was nonverbal. It was understood. Now it's being vocalized by teammates like, we're okay. We got Jimmy. We're going to be just fine.
Dave Pash, ESPN play-by-play announcer, along with Doris Burke and Roz Golden one day. They'll be part of the coverage tonight of Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Miami as the Heat host the Boston Celtics, joining Freddie Coleman and Vanessa Richardson of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Normally, Miami fans can be very, very fickle, Dave, and you've known that all the years. They have not been a fickle audience. They were loud and out of their minds in Game 3. What has it been like to see that fan base really rally around this basketball team?
Yeah, you know, I was here for TV in the Milwaukee series and the Knicks series, and it's kind of been a crescendo. When they won Game 3, you know, that series was 1-1, and they win Game 3, they win it handily, and you could really see the Miami fans starting to believe. And then the Knicks game was Game 3, and, you know, Miami won that one. And then, you know, the other night, it was rocking, and done a lot of games here over the years. And it did remind me a little bit of, you know, the great run they had with the big three, LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. I mean, it's been a decade since that group was here. And they've had good teams. But, you know, it did feel different the other night. And I think that's a sign that you've got a city that's behind their team. And they believe, you know, it's a lot of people talking about the fact that they're an 8 seed and, you know, the worst odds to win a championship coming into the playoffs. But anybody that's been around this team the last few years, it's basically the same group that had the number one record in the East last year. So we probably shouldn't be all that surprised that they're here.
I like that it's different. I like that it's not a quote-unquote super team. I like that, you know, if you are player development with Miami, you have to be psyched at the way this team has gone. What has been the most exciting part of this for you for Miami and the Heat?
Yeah, I think it's kind of similar to Denver. Maybe this will change the narrative in terms of you need to have three superstars to win in the NBA. And, you know, maybe that's going to change anyway with, you know, the contracts. You know, Boston, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum are both eligible for, you know, these crazy, $300 million contracts. You know, how does that get, you know, can you have three guys like that? A lot of talk about Kyrie, you know, maybe going to the Lakers. Can they afford that? And could they have those three guys and have a real bench, you know, have real depth? You know, I'm sure there are Boston fans that would say, well, you know, this group's been together 6 years and they haven't been able to win a championship. They need a big three. But I think the way Miami plays, it's refreshing. You know, watching Dallas this year when Kyrie went there and you saw Kyrie and Luka just pounding the ball into the ground, three other guys standing around, that's not fun basketball to watch. This is refreshing. This is team basketball. And it's great fundamental basketball, execution on both ends of the floor. It's good for the NBA, in my opinion.
Dave Pasch, ESPN play-by-play announcer. We part of the coverage tonight for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals involving the Heat hosting Boston and Miami on ESPN Radio. Joining Freddie Coleman of Vanessa Richardson on Canty and Carlin. We had a very spirited discussion not even 15 minutes ago, give or take a lie or two. Applesauce, I'm a fan of. She's not. Peanut butter, she's a fan of. I'm
Love
not.
It.
But those are our go-tos. What is your go-to, Dave?
You know, I eat just about anything. During the season, I don't know if people know this, like this is sort of like inside baseball for broadcasters. Usually broadcasters will stay away from dairy because it can mess with your voice. And so I try to stay away from dairy until summer hits. So, like, if Miami wins tonight, my summer starts. I can guarantee I'm having a big milkshake either tonight or tomorrow morning because I haven't had one, like a bucket of gelato or something since it's been so long.
Treat yourself.
That's where I'm going, I think. Like a deep dish, extra cheese. Mm. Pizza,
all the cows.
Something like that.
Going hard. I like it.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, Dave, go ahead. Vanessa's got one more for you.
Well, we have one more. I'm doing my show live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, getting ready for the Indy 500. So my question for you, my friend, is what is your non-four? So no NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB. What's your non-big four sporting event that you love?
Well, I was a huge golfer growing up. So when I got to go to the Masters about 20 years ago, that was, for me, special. But, you know, I have fond memories of the great outdoor games because that was the first thing I did for ESPN 20 years ago.
Okay.
And me and Jimmy Dykes did the dog jumping. It was called Big Air, where dogs would run off the dock and jump into the water.
That's incredible.
That was a must-see event. I also did the sausage eating contest very early on in my ESPN career, and watching one of the eaters afterwards disposing of what he had consumed in the restroom. That was eye opening. You know, people, it's all fun while it's going on, but you know, you can't hold all that in.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I would say those are events, and maybe it's just, you know, nostalgia from the early days of my ESPN career, but those are events that I think everyone has to be a part of at some point.
Plenty of us don't know how the sausage is made, and a lot of us did not need to know how the sausage is disposed. So thanks to Dave Pass, ESPN play-by-play announcer, for bringing that to the table. Enjoy game four, Dave. Hope you get a game five as well, my man. You take care and be well.
All right. See you guys.
Great stuff by Dave Pass. Like we mentioned, we'll be part of the coverage tonight. Game four in Miami. The Heat try to sweep the Boston Celtics. We'll be there with Doris Burke and Roz Golden one day. Coverage begins at 8 o'clock Eastern time right here on ESPN Radio. Vanessa Richardson, Freddie coming in for the guys today on Canty and Carlin. She mentioned her she's at the Indy 500 sporting event, not Big Four sporting event that you've been to that could be a go-to. For me, it's always going to come back to the I want to go to Kentucky Derby. Ooh. Haven't had a chance to go, but I've been to the Belmont Stakes in Elmont, New York. And I'm telling you, I've been to the Traverse Stakes up in Saratoga Springs in New York. And I love going up there. A lot of times, it's for the fashion. When I went to the Traverse Stakes in Saratoga Springs, I said, okay, people say it's kind of like a low-level Kentucky Derby. There's still a lot of money of people wearing it on their bodies at the Traverse Stakes in beautiful upstate New York and Saratoga Springs.
I was able to cover a Kentucky Derby when I worked for the NBC station in Cincinnati right out of college.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's cool. And I do think people should go once or cover it once or do, you know, because it is getting dressed up is cool. Betting on a horse is cool.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not into that, if you're not into horse racing heavily, it's probably not something you're going to go back to every year. But I did enjoy it. I think everybody should do it once for sure.
The Traverse Stakes, definitely. I've been back. The first time I had gone up there was in the early 2000s. I've been back twice since. I've had a great time ever since. That's an event that I would go to every year. If you told me I could go to Kentucky Derby every year, there's no doubt that I would definitely do something like that. Eric, what
love
you got?
It. Well, you're speaking my language because I was going to say Traverse Stakes as well.
Yeah.
Our guy, Roger Weiland in Albany, on his party bus.
Yeah, WTMM 104.5 in Albany.
Absolutely. And, it's a great all day. And their slogan is, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes.
But I had like three champagnes on the way in the party bus. So.
I was going to say the same thing. When they talk about the marathon and not a sprint, Vanessa, they're not talking about the horses on the track.
That's
about
so
the
true.
That's about the human beings in the bus.
And you got to remember that with the Indy 500 as well, because you're out in the heat.
That's true.
In the heat. You got to hydrate. It's a long race. You're talking 500 miles, 200 laps. You got to be ready for that.
Yeah, I got to go to Indianapolis 500 one year. I'm definitely looking forward.
We welcome you with open arms.
Oh, no question. I will be there with open mouth, ready to drink something a little bit. I'm not talking about the milk at the Indianapolis 500. Let us know, what is your go-to sporting event that you've never been to that's not involving the Big Four, meaning no Super Bowl, no Final Four, no Stanley Cup,
All-star
nothing like
anything.
That. Yeah, exactly. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So give us your phone calls on that. The non-Big Four sporting event that you have not gone to or you have gone to that you can't wait to share, do that at 888-729-3776. Because right now the Boston Celtics, they're not on their way to the big sporting event known as the NBA Finals. They're going to be out. A lot of people believe there are going to be changes that are going to be made, a change that should be made. And Vanessa, a lot of that centers on Jaylen Brown and what is he going to do or not going to do, because let's be honest, money could sway that decision. He's eligible for a max contract. Does he want to take that max and stay in Boston, be a number two to Jason Tatum, or does he want to go somewhere else and believe what I believe that he can be a number one guy and you can build around him?
I think a lot of it depends on what happens this offseason. I think we can safely assume that they're not going to win this series, right? In fact, they might get swept. And you know, we hope you all tune into ESPN Radio for coverage of that. But I think that there's a chance that he does go elsewhere. I also think there's a lot of questions on how Brad Stevens is going to have his vision play out. And that includes Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the coaching staff. So there's a lot of questions with Boston for sure.
Yeah, and the biggest question to me may not be so much with Jaylen Brown if he's going to stay or if he's going to go. If they're going to have any kind of change to make sure they're not what I like to call the goofy Celtics, because they've been the goofy Celtics ever since they got the best record in the NBA back in January. They've been up and down, up and down. We call Anthony Davis EKG in Los Angeles. The Celtics are EKG to the 25th power ever since they had that best record in January. But if they want to help themselves out and maybe keep a Jaylen Brown, they need a veteran assistant on that bench.
Totally agree.
I mean, because Joe Mazzulla, you can say he's in over his head. Facts. He's looked bewildered, confused, bamboozled.
He's 34 years old. That's the thing, he's 34. Damon Stoudemire left.
Yep.
Will Hardy left.
Keep going.
Yeah, I mean that's the situation, and I'm not saying you have to give him all of the leeway and all of the leash, but you do have to give him first year, full year as a head coach. You got to give him a little grace.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, assistants definitely matter. It's one of the reasons I'm fascinated to see who Coach Udoka brings in with our Rocket staff. So
right.
I think he does need a veteran assistant, and you compliment, not with an I but an E.
Yeah.
Who complements
yes.
the personality and the style of Joe Mazzulla that he could bring in.
And I think
you
bring a veteran assistant that can help him navigate those waters, because let's be honest, he was really the third guy after Udoka, and he gets thrust in the situation. He has a chance to do a great job early, and he did. The Celtics gave him a multi-year extension, and now many people should say they should have buyer's remorse because it has not worked out in this series. Well, nobody was saying that when they were down 3-2 to Philadelphia, and they were able to win that series. A lot of people weren't saying that about Joe Mazzulla. They were saying that he had figured it out, and the Celtics are going to be better going forward. But Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider, when he's on NBA Countdown, he said the best about the Celtics getting to this point. They never got over the guy that Joe Mazzulla replaced.
This team, this locker room, they never got over Ime Udoka's dismissal as head coach. These players did not accept the organization's reasoning for doing it. They thought it was a wild overreaction. There were a lot of people on the outside who thought it was an overreaction. It was an HR matter. And I think for this team and talking with management, I think they felt they never got the answers. They got any more answers than the public was getting on this. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't accepted Joe Mazzulla as head coach, but this is a team that
they still don't know him. And he may not know himself. So the fact they got in the Eastern Conference Finals, not trying to sugar it over, but the fact they got the Eastern Conference Finals when everything unraveled for them right before the season got started, I think it's being very unfair to say once this series is over, they got to look for another guy and they should not keep that mistake in the building if they believe Joe Mazzulla's a mistake.
I very much believe in Brad Stevens. Brad is from Indiana. I've watched him, you know, his career from when he was at Butler. I very much believe, you know, in his vision. And I think most people in basketball view him as being very intelligent. So I think he's going to have to really take inventory after this series. He's going to have to talk to the superstar players, and he's going to have to see, number one, are you sticking around? If you are sticking around, what are your thoughts? What do you need on the coaching staff? Do you need us to bring in somebody who's more defensive minded? Do you need us to bring, you know, because that will determine in some ways who Joe Mazzulla brings into the Celtics. But I'm with you on the veteran. I think the coaching staff is crucial, especially when you have the Jays, you know, Jalen
right.
and Jason, two really talented players who no doubt bona fide stars in the league, but they want to get further than this,
yeah.
right? They want to win a championship.
Yeah. And no, especially when last year, 2-1, when they were the bigger, stronger, and faster and taller team versus Golden State, didn't scratch another game. They may have thought, okay, we paid our dues, we're ready. But then that offseason, going into the regular season, they lost their alpha male in Ime Udoka. They have not been able to replace that. You can say it should be Jason Tatum, should be Joe Mazzulla, should be Jaylen Brown. But until you actually know what that's like and replacing that guy that was the alpha male, Ime Udoka, that is not something that happens overnight, or in the case of the Celtics, over the course of 1 year. Like we mentioned, game four tonight, NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat host the Boston Celtics, trying to push them off into the offseason with a 3-0 lead by the Heat, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Vanessa Richardson, Freddie Coleman in for the guys today on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. We can't wait to hear your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because I guarantee we're going to get a lot of great answers to the favorite non-Big Four sporting event that either you've wanted to go to or you have attended. Your calls at 888-729-3776 after Vanessa has this from FanDuel.
Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Visit FanDuel.com/play and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Hit it, Maxwell. Happy birthday, brother. Maxwell, one of my favorite R&B artists. We're doing that here on Canty and Carlin. Vanessa Richardson, Freddie Coleman in for the guys today. Thanks for joining us. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Vanessa, I was dating this young lady way back when you first came out. The video for this song comes on, and video goes about 1 minute. All I hear is just go,
yeah,
she said. I'm thinking,
that's accurate.
I get it. My dad said, well, did that bother you? I said, Dad, look at Maxwell. Why would that bother me?
Right.
Got to take the L on that one. As far as that goes, that was
and
good.
And if Halle Berry would have walked by, you would have said, it's okay.
I might have needed a restraining order. Let's put it that way. That could have gone a whole bunch of different wrong.
Whoa.
Hey, like I'm the only man that would feel that way. Oh, like I'm the bad guy now. As far as that goes, oh, I get it.
You're totally right.
Yeah, completely right and not completely wrong when it comes to that. Your favorite non-Big Four sporting event. Our young lady, Vanessa, she's going to be covering the Indianapolis 500 this weekend. It's America's greatest race at the Brickyard. We want to know your favorite non-Big Four sporting event, getting a lot of reaction at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's find out what you got to say. CJ in Houston, what is your favorite non-Big Four sporting event and why?
Hey, I want to check out the Formula F1 race.
Love it.
That's awesome. Go ahead. Continue, CJ.
Yeah, so last year I got into Formula F1 watching it, but a couple weeks ago watching the Miami track, the Miami race with Verstappen, making his move up the ranks, starting from 9 and finishing as a leader, that was really impressive. I would really like to see that race.
I absolutely love that. That's a fantastic answer. Formula One is fascinating because obviously worldwide people knew about it, but after the documentary series dropped, it got so much interest. And now, you know, they have a race the same weekend as the Kentucky Derby, and you're seeing just as many celebrities at the F1 race as the Kentucky Derby. So it's serious stuff. I love that, CJ in Houston. That's a great answer.
By the way, NASCAR drivers are rich. They're nowhere near F1 drivers. They're F1 rich. Look up their salaries when you get a chance to see that. I remember when they had the F1 race in Brooklyn, New York, and I said, this is going to be interesting how they lay out that track in my hometown, and it could not have been better how they laid that out. They got so much attention, a lot of people just wanting to be a part of that. Yeah, I like CJ in Houston. That's a good call. Joe in Jacksonville, what is the non-Big Four sporting event either you want to attend or that you have attended? Let us know.
First of all, for the programming director there at ESPN Radio, this is a fantastic combination.
Appreciate you, my man. Thank you.
I don't know if you guys have worked together,
before, but there is just really good chemistry between
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
It's
Thank
really
you.
Good show.
Appreciate that.
The Daytona 500, if for no other reason than pre-race, the people watching should be an Olympic sport. And then once the race starts, particularly on the restart, there's so much air getting sucked into those engines, right? It creates this wind, right, that comes by you. And then when they get up to speed and go around you, that...
You did the sound effect perfectly.
He did.
Yeah, you do. You feel it in that spot around your belly button, right? Between your belly button and your waist, right? That yep. kind of spot. Yeah, you feel that bass. It's something.
You know, it is. And I'll tell you what, you know how some people say, Vanessa, that something can tear the hair off your head? What he just described, put hair back on your head if you don't have any. Seriously.
That's a great answer. And, you know, I actually say that with all races, not just Daytona 500, the big ones like the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. You do have to go in person. It is a sport and an experience. The pre-race activities, you can smell the gas. You can, if you get close enough tickets, see the pit stops. I do always say with those big races, going in person is a treat and is a much better viewing experience.
I had a chance to be trackside for the Coca-Cola 500 when they used to do like the NASCAR integration here at ESPN and ESPN Radio. And I was part of Danica Patrick's crew. And just being trackside and seeing all those cars where you could have put maybe about a foot of space between all of them. Combined and just it never got boring for me. I was always fascinated how those drivers going 500 miles in those turns and out of those turns and not a lot of space. It was a fantastic, but I'm telling you, it almost put hair on the back of my head
when easily
it would have taken from the
it
outside
almost
of,
brought it back.
It almost brought it back hook, line, and sinker as far as that goes. Big J in Miami, what's the favorite non-Big Four sporting event that you either have attended or wanted to attend? Let us know right now.
Yeah, no doubt, man. As far as outside the Big Four, it's track and field, man. You get the 100, the 200, that 400, man. That's one of the most exciting things, whether you're in person or not, man. Whether it's Usain Bolt, when Michael Johnson set that record. It's just something electrifying about it because no other human being can do that, man.
You know what, Jay, it's funny you mentioned that because my wife and I are big track and field fans. Vanessa, by the way, Jay in Miami and everybody else, thank you for the call. And we're huge track and field fans. We're determined to go out to where the University of Oregon, Hayward Field, where they have the track events either for the U.S. Nationals or the Olympic qualifiers, because just seeing that on TV and feeling that atmosphere was just tremendous. That is something that we definitely want to have a chance to go to at Hayward Field on the campus of the University of Oregon. I don't care what combination it is, we're going to find our way there.
Humans, as he said, like, you just don't see humans that fast. And I feel like track and field could be another one where, because like with certain sports, like with NFL, other, like, you could argue sometimes it's a better viewing experience on TV. It just is.
Sure.
Track and field, I think, is one where seeing people run in person and those superhuman abilities would be really cool.
And you made the point about the Indianapolis 500. It's one thing to be on TV, but when you're there and the history of the Brickyard and then the racers coming in and the reaction – yeah, something like that, people need to experience that, not watching it from their couch or watching it from their living rooms. And
go
being
down to
track
the garages,
side.
See them working on the cars, watch the pit crew, and watch how one person making a mistake can literally lose the race for a driver. I mean, you don't think it's a team sport, but it is absolutely a team sport. It's really fascinating.
No doubt about that. Vanessa Richardson, Freddie Coleman in for the guys today on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Keep them coming at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your favorite non-Big Four sporting event that either you've attended or that you would love to attend. Billy in Tacoma, Washington. Billy, what you got?
Yeah, actually, it's Tony, but I just wanted you to know I'm old enough to have attended the great.
And gone just like that. Where did he go?
But I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure it was. Number one, Tony, sorry I got your name wrong, but number two, I would love to have known he had a chance to attend. Tony, are you there? Tony is not there. Let's move on to Reggie in Richmond. Reggie, what is your favorite non-Big Four sporting event that you either have attended or want to attend?
Well, first of all, Freddie, thank you for doing a great job on a local affiliate 106.1 with the guys here in Richmond. We enjoy what you do.
I love coming on.
The Pins Relay, brother. Come on, the Pins Relay. We got people from North Carolina to Central, North Carolina to A&T, and the high schools and the colleges. The Pins Relay is a historical event.
Good call, because also the Drake relays are really cool, too, in the state of Iowa and Des Moines. But I had a chance to go to the Penn relays when I was in high school, Vanessa, and everybody's saying, you know, it's a big event. I'm thinking, you know, I'm from New York City. We got big events all the
yeah.
time. Hey, Studio 54 was a big event when I was younger. What do you mean the Penn relays?
You had that New York air about you.
Oh, no, I still had that New York arrogance now about me, depending on who you talk to. But I had a chance to go to the Penn relays back in 1981, and it was tremendous. I said, man, oh, man, I can see why a lot of people treat this as if it's Valhalla and heaven on earth. And he's exactly right. You got colleges, you got the high schools, so many recruiters are there indirectly recruiting to see who they're going to get. Penn Relays, really, really cool moment at Franklin Field on campus of the University of Pennsylvania.
Very
really
cool.
Really cool. If you didn't get through on the phone, you can always hit us up anytime you want on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and at Sports Vanessa. The favorite non-Big Four sporting event that you've had a chance to attend or want to attend, hit us on Twitter with your results at Sports Vanessa and also at Coleman ESPN. What is going to be our play of the day? And what three and out could involve Vanessa finding out exactly what the heck is going on with... I'll just leave it there. That's Vanessa Canty and Carlin, and this is ESPN Radio.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast. Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
Canty and Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
Got Vanessa Richardson, Freddie Coleman in for the guys today on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Our play of the night, I'm going to let E-Dog, E-Money start this off, Eric, and we'll follow along with you. What do you got for your play of the night so far?
All right, so I'm looking at a four-leg same-game parlay.
All right.
Celtics Heat, of course, tonight on ESPN Radio.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start with Jason Tatum, over 2.5 three-pointers. All right, needs to have a big game.
Okay.
We've seen him had a big game in elimination games, so I'll say he hits at least three-pointers.
Okay.
And then I'm going back to the Miami Heat, and they're bunch of scorers right on that team.
Yes, they
and
do.
So Gabe Vincent,
all right, mm-hmm.
The number's 10.5 there.
Okay,
excuse me, 11.5 going over.
Okay,
Caleb Martin says at 10.5.
Okay,
I'm going over.
All right,
and then I'm going over 216.5 points.
Okay.
I think that they'll hit the over in the points.
All right, ladies first. What about you, Vanessa?
Over.
Okay, I'll say over with the over under.
Okay,
I'll say under though with Caleb and over with Gabe Vincent.
All right. Plus 675, depending on how you're
okay.
in that range, depending
right.
on how you're choosing.
Okay.
It's a pretty good juice
That's
number.
That's a pretty good juice number. Yes, it is. All right. I like that. I'll give you a different kind of play of the day. Miami, a one-point favorite. Finally, for the first time, that Miami is favored in a series. This is all the makings of stinky, and that the Celtics could push this to a game five, because they've been that goofy, Vanessa and Eric. I can see the Celtics pulling one out just because they've been the goofy Boston Celtics. Since January.
I don't think we'll have two sweeps. We already had one sweep. I don't think we're going to have two sweeps. I feel like that would just be too much. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Celtics will win one tonight.
Okay. We'll see. By the way, game four coverage, 8 o'clock Eastern time right here on ESPN Radio with the Heat up 3-0.
And it's minus 105 if you're taking them on the money line on Caesars Sportsbook. So
okay.
It's not a bad chunk of cash if you can get it.
I put it this way. Anytime you get a chunk of change that can add more to the Coleman family retirement fund, only good comes out of that. So what are the other three things we got to talk about? We do that right now.
Sometimes it's the worst. Worst. Sometimes it's the best. Best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is... Three and out.
So we bring back in Eric because yesterday Eric left the show an hour early because Evan Wilner, who produces Fitz and Harry... He came in here like his behind was on fire. We need another player. We're down a player in our softball league. We need another player. So Eric got the appreciation, also got the acceptance.
Approval.
The approval from the powers that be.
You're welcome.
Vanessa, thank you. You're welcome. To go out there and play for the team because they needed him, or else Elvin Winter was going to spontaneously combust because they have an extra player. And Eric went out there, and E-Dog, did you hit a home run?
I sure did. Sure did. Three-run blast.
Wow. Easy E. What?
I mean,
exactly.
So this field has an...
Go easy.
Easy does it.
Go easy.
Easy does it. Shannon was from the top rope there.
Yes.
But yeah, it wasn't over any fence, though.
I mean,
it's over the outfielder's head and
doesn't
then
matter.
Sprint around the bases.
So what?
Still
only
counts.
60 feet. It's not 90.
I don't care about the distance.
We lost 15-13.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we did not get the W.
But at least you got 3 runs by yourself. What happened to the other hacks on that team?
I had 5 total.
Well, there you go.
Would you also say when it comes to the rec league that you have that dog in you?
Oh, I got the dog.
I got the dog. Yeah, he's got the wolf in him. There's no doubt about that.
So if we went full behind the scenes on this whole home run thing for Eric yesterday,
right?
Are you leaving out the best part? The reason why it is that you hit the home run yesterday, Eric? Uh-huh. Are you not going to go and let the people
I'm not
know
giving you any credit, Shannon. I know you're searching for it.
Are you not going to let the people know what inspired said home run?
Turn them hips.
Yeah. We were in here going through a whole batting drill before he left in here.
Yeah. The Vanessa, they look like twins of Dak Prescott when he does his quarterback drills.
Yeah.
That's what they look like yesterday.
Twitch. Yeah. I had to make sure he was loading up there.
Shimmy,
had the quick twitch.
Hips don't lie.
All of that.
They were secure and secure at both of those two yesterday.
Yeah, squish the bug the whole nine. Full extension.
Knocking knuckles.
Let's go.
Great visual.
Yeah, exactly. Last but not least, we have Ryan Hollins. Both of you two.
Yes.
Guys do a great job, part of the Houston Rockets TV coverage. I've known Ryan for more than a minute. You worked with him for more than a minute. What is one thing quickly you could tell about Ryan Hollins that you can keep it because make sure it's NSFW?
Absolutely.
Make sure it's the opposite of that.
Ryan's not a controversial guy, so there's not much, but Ryan is always on the phone. Okay, Ryan has 2 phones, so Ryan's always on the phone.
Yeah.
There was one time we were in an elevator. We were in Portland. It was probably, you land 1 in the morning, whatever. I had a full-blown conversation with Ryan, not realizing he had his AirPods in and was talking to somebody else.
No
so
way.
I said something, talking about travel, and he says something like, absolutely, no doubt. And then I keep going. And then I hear him talk. And then it turned out he didn't even know I was talking to him. He was on the phone. Ryan's
really?
On the phone a lot. I can tell you that. But great guy, amazing guy to work with.
No doubt.
He's color commentator, I'm sideline, and he's a dream come true to work with. I love Ryan.
Okay. And last but not least, welcome to the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. They will take your order. It only took about, 30 years?
Legend.
But Good Burger 2 with Keenan and Kel, Vanessa's in production to have that sequel.
Who loveth orange soda?
Loveth orange soda.
I've been waiting for this. You have 2 bonafide celebrities.
Yep.
Kel hasn't done as much, but still seems like a great guy. Keenan solidified himself, longest cast member of SNL.
Yep.
This was bound to happen, and I'm glad that it is. Shout out to the 90s kids.
Welcome to the Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. They're going to take your order as Good Burger 2 is in production. Vanessa, great stuff, my friend. Can't wait to do it again soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Freddie.
Joe and Amber coming up next, and then Celtics Heat Game 4. Thanks for joining us on Canty and Carlin on the Mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.